News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I had to do a gratuitous little bumper there from the Top Gun soundtrack. I love some Kenny Loggins. My next guest, Kyle Kozad, he is the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum. And I was sitting here thinking right before we went on air, if you've ever seen Zero Dark 30 or SEAL Team 6 or Codename Geronimo, I'm sure there's others out there that I'm not even thinking about. You see all that, it's a little bit fictionalized, a little bit dramatized, but my next guest, Kyle Kozad, was actually there for it. You were in the Situation Room for a lot of that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Let me get your mic there. Sorry. I'm used to having people over here, so I got you there. There we go. Now we can hear you.
All right. Sorry for the curveball. And Jake, thanks for having me today. Yeah, sorry. I was the director for operations for the Situation Room. So I got to be a part of all the planning and just kind of see history unwind before us. And pretty surreal for a Navy captain to find himself in a job like that where I wore a suit and tie to work every day and just got to see history happen.
Right. Wow. I mean, that's incredible. Those movies are very, very exciting. That was a pivotal moment, I think. It was an event that I'll definitely always remember hearing about that raid. You've also worked at Guantanamo Bay.
I did, yeah. A little interesting flip-flop there. First, I was, at the White House working some of those issues, and then I found myself in Guantanamo Bay as the Joint Task Force Commander, where I was responsible for all the detainee operations and detention and eventually transfer of some of those detainees that we had back in the day.
Wow, I mean, that was just national news day after day after day, and you were there making it happen. 35 years of service. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Couldn't make up my mind what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Exactly. So you just stayed in there and did it. Well, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for what you do now. You're working as the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. This is really, really important because our Naval Aviation Museum is open. It is open to the public. We are back up and running, right?
Absolutely. Yes. So May 16th of last year, the Navy decided to re-sign the waiver, which allows full public access by the back gate, so the Blue Angel Highway gate. And, what a difference a year makes. We see lots of happy families. We see lots of happy kids. And, our visitation went from just over 200,000 a few years ago when it was only DID ID card holders to over 500,000 last year. And we think we're going to get up near 600,000 visitors this year.
Oh, I bet. And a lot of it thanks to our Blue Angels movie on Netflix, right?
Or on
Prime. I'm sorry. It's on
Absolutely.
Prime.
No, that's a special thing for us. And, the Blue Angels make us unique. Their sister squadron, the Air Force Thunderbirds, they don't open up Nellis Air Force Base for the public to come in and see. But, that's one of the highlights of our week. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll open the gates at 9:30 in the morning. Folks can come down on the flight line. Don't need to bring a thing. You can rent chairs. You can get water. Wow. The only thing you need to have is a need for speed and an opportunity to see the Blues up close and personal.
Very nice. Very nice. And that's something very special to this area. I mean, we've got the Blues right here in Pensacola, and we're really the envy of the country, I think, having this Naval Aviation Museum here.
Yeah, it's an identity piece. So when you think about everything that happens in Pensacola, so every single enlisted aviation technician comes through Pensacola for their training.
Right.
Every single aviator, whether it's a back-ender or a pilot, starts their naval aviation career here in Pensacola. And so, the combination of being the cradle of naval aviation, the home of the Blue Angels, and then having the world-class museum that's now open to the public, that's quite the trifecta, and we're really proud of it.
Right. Very, very proud of that. And let's talk about the foundation, because the foundation goes above and beyond just for the museum. You're providing educational programs for youth. You can check this all out, of what we're talking about, at NavalAviationFoundation.org online. My guest this morning, Kyle Kozad, the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. Let's talk about the foundation. What is it that you guys do, and what is your goal at the foundation?
So a couple different missions. Number one is we're a nonprofit organization. So, I'm responsible to raise as much money as I can to be able to support the museum because the museum is a Navy entity and they have a limited budget. The Navy pays for staffing of the museum staff and then, just over $500,000 a year for, operational costs. Foundation steps in through generous donations from the public, through donations from corporate sponsors, and we're able to, support the museum with millions of dollars a year, even when we were closed to the general public. And so, it's a really important part of our our mission. And if you think about it, we don't charge admission. There's no charge for parking. So, you know, it's really important for us to, you know, give folks an incredible visitor experience and allow them to, you know, see the movies, ride the simulators that just really put you over the top with that experience. And then go to our flight deck store where we've got, you know, things that are one of a kind you can't buy anywhere else.
Right.
The other portion of the mission is education, science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM.
Right. We hear that a lot nowadays.
And we've got some incredible programs. I'm going to, you know, tip my hat to my director of education, Miss Diana Hayden. She's done a tremendous job. And we've got, you know, several different programs that we run. Unfortunately, we're sitting here, you know, in mid-June, and we're already sold out with programs, with the exception of about 8 seats for our National Flight Academy. And I can walk through each one of those programs if that's helpful for your listeners.
Yeah, let's do that real quick. We got about 3 or 4 minutes for our first break. Let's do it.
So first of all, we host a homeschool academy, and homeschoolers from around the region come. And typically, we'll open registration at 10 a.m., and by 10:15 a.m., they'll be sold out. They'll be at capacity. And so we do that 4 times a year, from, you know, young kids 8 years old up to high school kids during the academic year. Then we've got our flight adventure deck. So during the summertime, we hold several different camps. That's sold out for the summer. It's so popular, and that targets, you know, our junior high students. Then we've got Starbase, which is a DOD, Department of Defense sponsored program. During the academic year, fifth graders from all around Escambia County get to come at no cost and spend 25 hours at the National Flight Academy. So pretty special experience.
Nice.
They've got a summer camp as well that's already sold out. I think this week they're out at Blue Wahoo Stadium doing some really cool science experiments with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, our National Flight Academy, that's the capstone, the overnight program that we have right there on base. We have 8 spots remaining at the end of July. And I think some good news is we've got some corporate sponsorship. We're going to be able to offer kids from Escambia County a unique opportunity in August right before school starts with some scholarships. So stay tuned. Please go visit the website to see what those details look like.
Yeah, and it's a fun way to instill these STEM principles into these kids, because I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Tennessee. We took a field trip. I think it was the only field trip we took besides going to Dolly Parton Land. What was it?
Dollywood.
Sorry. Shows you what an impact that had on me. But we went down to the Space Center down in Huntsville. And when I'm looking at pictures of the Naval Aviation Museum, especially the National Flight Academy and the Flight Adventure Deck, that's how I dreamed that that trip would have gone for me. Like flight simulators, and you're doing all this really cool stuff, and you're seeing all this. And it was okay, but I mean, looking at this, I wish I had a chance to come to this as a summer camp or a school field trip. I mean, this has got to be a dream come true for some of these kids.
It is, and you know, for the listeners that aren't familiar, the National Flight Academy is, you know, about 100,000 square feet, and it's, you know, designed to replicate an aircraft carrier. And so kids get to stay on board, they sleep, they turn in their phones, and they're completely immersed for the week. And so they plan different missions, they work together with each other in small teams, they get to fly simulator events. And so, you know, a lot of the kids that leave, and I'm a routine flyer on Delta Airlines, and so when I go through Atlanta and I wear a National Flight Academy shirt or a foundation shirt, I've got more than one person who said, hey, you know, my nephew just went through that, and it was the best experience they've ever had. So we're really proud of it, and we want to open it up so that more Escambia County students have an opportunity to participate in that.
Very nice. Yes, local, keep it local. Right here in our own backyard, the Naval Aviation Museum. I'm talking with Kyle Kozad. He is the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You can find them online at navalaviationfoundation.org, and you can check out the Flight Deck store. Get lots of great merch there and one-of-a-kind items, navalaviation.com for that store. We're going to be right back after this. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Kyle. Again, thank you for your service, and wow, your life is just so interesting. I wish I had a whole hour just to talk about some of the things you've seen and heard, but probably a lot of it is probably classified, right?
we can't confirm
nor deny that. Talking about the history of the Blues documentary, we're going to be talking about that, and somebody just sent in a text, 850-437-1620. Is the new Blue Angels movie playing at the museum yet?
Not presently. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we walked away from IMAX technology several years ago because it was too expensive for the museum. Mm. So we've got digital giant screen technology in the museum, and that's a negotiating point with IMAX. They have a smaller version of the movie that hopefully folks got to see on an IMAX screen, or you've been able to stream it at home through Amazon. Mm-hmm. But they've got a smaller film that's going to be about 35 to 40 minutes, and we think that would be a perfect fit. And if you think about it, you know, you watch that film and, you know, not only does it feature the Blue Angels, but it features the museum. They filmed some of those segments right inside the National Naval Aviation Museum. So,
nice.
You know, we're looking forward to hopefully negotiating a long-term contract and making that our feature film.
Yeah, I can. That's the perfect time. Grab a snack. You got about 30, 40 minutes. Just sit there, cool off, and watch that movie. So hopefully that'll work out. But yeah, great question. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for Mr. Kozad. He is the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Jake Walker. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's just a beautiful, what day is it, Thursday morning? We're almost done with the week, so tomorrow will be Frisky Friday. Definitely join us tomorrow on the show. Right now in the studio, I have just a fascinating gentleman, Kyle Kozad. He is the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You have spent the bulk of your life, 35 years serving this country, and you've been in the Situation Room. You've been in the places where, you know, things were going down in our country and important things were happening, and you were right there for it. So thank you for being that integral part of some of our most historic parts of our history. We're talking about the history of the Blues documentary coming up. We've talked about the Blue Angels movie on Prime and the IMAX features and things like that. The Naval Aviation Museum is open right now. You can go head down there and have an awesome day. And we're talking about the Naval Aviation Foundation, which provides a lot of STEM education to our youth. And tell us again about the funding. You said that kids here in Escambia County might have a special opportunity, right?
Yeah, so also, I had an opportunity to brief the county commissioners a few weeks ago. And the thing that they challenged me with was it, you know, they'd like to get every high school student in Escambia County an opportunity to go to the flight academy. And right. So, you know, we're working with a couple different corporate sponsors right now for large gifts. We would love for the county to be able to support an effort like that and, you know, stand up a program where, you know, maybe it's 1 week a month, maybe it's 2 weeks a month, eventually grow that out. Because when I joined the foundation in 2020, you know, there was a very small component of what we did that actually touched the local community. And having lived here, you know, I suffered a spinal cord injury during my, you know, last tour at Naval Education Training Command. I've got an affinity to give back to the community. And so that's been a really important focus on what we do. And we've identified some scholarships for later this summer. But, you know, for me, the North Star would be to establish something where kids from Escambia County can take a week from school and have an opportunity to come in. We're actually meeting with Superintendent Keith Leonard late next week to be able to talk about a program like this. And, you know, as long as he's supportive of that, we're going to go to the county commissioners. So, you know, talk to folks like Lumen May and Jeff Bergosh and, you know, get their support to be able to find a funding stream for that.
I don't foresee any roadblocks in this. I don't think anybody would fight this. This is great. You can go to NavalAviationFoundation.org to find out information on all of these programs, but you can also find out ways to give back to this foundation. Let's talk about that. How can somebody get involved and use some of their generosity to help these kids come to this amazing museum?
So, Jake, as I said, you know, we don't charge admission, so we really rely on those individual donations or purchases you make while you're at the museum. You could do those online. I'll tell you one of the coolest things that we've done, and, you know, I challenge my staff all the time to think differently about how we raise funds or what we do, and we have a Corvette sweepstakes right now. It's a 2024 Corvette Stingray LT2. It's a coupe. It's painted in a Blue Angel facade, so it's a deep royal blue with yellow stripes, and we partnered with Sandy Sansing Chevrolet, and Sandy actually came out when we unveiled the car itself. It's phenomenal. So if you have a chance to go online and look, you can buy tickets to that, sweepstakes tickets. It's going to go through the summer. We'll have a final drawing, and I think just through that effort alone, we've got over $100,000 in gifts that go right back to the foundation at this point. But you can go online, or you can come in and see us, and we'd love to be able to help you continue to tell the story of naval aviation into the future.
And somebody texted in, maybe should I be calling you Admiral Kozad?
Nope, I'm good with that. I'm just Kyle. That's what my my wife calls me, so we're all good there. That was a different chapter in my life. Some all maybe right. Yes, but not me.
Yes. I'm big on respect. I want to show the right respect in the right areas, so I never want to have any faux pas going on here on the show, but thank you for your texts. 850-437-1620. I have Kyle Kozad in the studio. He's the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You wrote a book recently.
I did, yeah. For the listeners out there, I suffered a spinal cord injury on when I was on active duty, and, you know, it was amazing. I'm still thankful for it, but the Navy allowed me to continue for over 2.5 years, you know, leading from a wheelchair. There was an article in the Navy Times about that, and I was encouraged to tell my story. I, you know, mentored a bunch of other spinal cord injury, you know, patients, but, you know, the numbers were in the 10s and 20s, and so I wrote a book that, you know, touches on my career just a bit, but also just talks about my recovery and, you know, the things that have motivated me. So the book is called Relentless Positivity, and as we talked about in the break, there's some of that in there when I talk about the White House Situation Room, and I had to go back and read a few other books to see exactly what I could talk about and what I couldn't talk about, but there's a bit of that in the book, and you know, a lot of positive feedback. It's a positive message. I like to go out and, you know, tell my story to, you know, colleges, universities, you know, corporate settings. So that's part of my new mission in life.
Nice. Well, thank you for that. I mean, if anybody should write a book, I would think it would be you. Lots of great stories, I'm sure, that you have, and some of it, you know, you probably can't even tell us, and that's cool. You know, a lot of people, you know, they come into the show here and they get interviewed by Jake Walker, which is a, you know, I'm sure a monumentous event in their life. But you've been interviewed by the real interviewers. George Stephanopoulos actually sat down with you for about an hour, right?
He did. So George wrote a book, and I think it's called The Situation Room. And he recounts back from 1962 when President Kennedy first started it up all the way through, you know, the recent actions. I know he's got a chapter about January 6th in there. And so he contacted me, his press team contacted me, and we spent about 45 minutes just telling stories. And I haven't had a chance to read the book, but I did run into a gentleman recently, a local gentleman. He said, "I didn't know you worked in the White House Situation Room." I said, "Well, I sure did, 2 years." I said, "How'd you find that out?" He said, "Well, I read George Stephanopoulos's book, and it was fantastic." So I've got to get a copy to make sure I didn't misspeak or anything, or I wasn't misquoted. But was exciting.
Yeah, George is usually pretty good about that. Now, your book, Relentless Positivity, where can people find that?
So you can buy that through our Flight Deck store, navalaviation.com. And 100% of the proceeds, you know, this isn't something that I'm looking to make a nickel off of.
Right.
All those proceeds come right back to the Museum Foundation. So when you talk about fundraising, you know, that's a good way for, you know, me to give back to Naval Aviation and the museum and the things that motivated, inspired me, and probably made me a little tougher than I would have been if I hadn't been a naval aviator for 35 years. Wow.
Again, thank you for your service. Kyle Kozad, he is the president and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. The foundation supports the National Naval Aviation Museum, the Flight Academy, and Starbase Pensacola, and the Flight Adventure Deck, which advances STEAM.
STEAM is the new term.
The arts, right? They added right? So STEM education for our nation's youth, and they promote the history and heritage of our naval aviation for current and future generations. Here in this area, I mean, this is right in our backyard. This is such a treasure, and thank you for helping us get back open and telling your story. The book Relentless Positivity is available. You can also check out George Stephanopoulos' book, and Mr. Kozad is interviewed in there. Like I said, I wish I had an hour to interview you, but if you want to give back, if you want to help out, go to NavalAviationFoundation.org. You can find out what they're all about and the programs that they're supporting and bringing to our youth and how you can get involved. 850-437-1620 if you want to call or text in. We've got one more little segment coming up, and we're going to wrap up when we come back after this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text KING to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text KING to 42424. That's KING to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Spend a fair amount of time talking about whether Escambia County commissioners have done enough to prepare for and manage growth properly. A couple of key subdivisions are controversial right now. JoJo Finley is one, and the other is in Motley Court. Also started a new series on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office shooter training facility and process. Had a chance to see it for myself, and we'll be walking you through that process over the next few days at the 6:35 time. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, time management, here we go. We're already running out of time. That music says that we are done for the day. Like I said, I wish I had a lot more time to interview you, and maybe we can get another segment going, maybe an hour long or something. I want to learn more about you, sir. This is fascinating stuff. Go out and get Mr. Kozad's book, Relentless Positivity. You can find that at NavalAviation.com. Mr. Kozad, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me today, Jake. Yep.